Shea looks back in, now on the right wing side, holds up, looks for some help. Here's Svechkov, scores! Fedor Svechkov scores in overtime! And the Predators beat the New York Islanders here tonight by a final of 7-6.
It was a wild one last night at Bridgestone Arena, but the Predators come out on top with the win as they outscore the Islanders 7-6 to get the win. And one of the gentlemen that he actually scored the first goal for the Predators last night, Ryan O'Reilly, is on the line with us now. Ryan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
You just had to make it exciting last night, didn't you?
Yeah, we haven't had much excitement this year, so it was nice to kind of get the place going and score some goals. It was a great game, though.
I have been very impressed with the young man that scored that game-winning goal lately, Fedor Svechkov, who Barry Trotz, Andrew Brunette have both said, you know, he got called up out of necessity, maybe wasn't quite ready and had to grow into that role. I think he's done a really, really nice job, and I know he's somebody that you've worked with quite a bit, being your teammate, but I have been impressed watching him grow.
Yeah, he's obviously an amazing play on that goal. What a shot. But yeah, he's a great kid. You know, he works hard. He shows up every day. And yeah, it's a tough thing to do, is just to jump in this league. And you know, I think he's done an amazing job at adapting quickly, improving as quickly as possible. And yeah, he's playing great. I think he does so many things well. He's got a great shot, but little plays he makes and great hands. Yeah, it's fun to watch him. Just the progression that he's had since he's kind of came to us has been so impressive.
You guys get the win, but you got a little. You had to get a little work done. You okay?
Yeah, yeah. I got 6 stitches on the nose. I know it was a crazy play because obviously we're on the power play. Marchie breaks his stick. I go to help the puck, get the puck. I get high stuck, and then I go down and they go all the way down, score, and there's no call on the play, and they can't review it or anything. So, yeah, it was pretty, heated. I think I myself might have said some mean words to the ref, but yeah, I wasn't happy about it. But thank God we pulled it out, because it was an unfortunate play.
Okay, so I obviously it gets heated, but in a situation like that where it's pretty, and I get it's bang bang, it's in the moment, they may not see it right away, but then after the fact, when it's pretty obvious that something was committed, I mean, what is that conversation like, and does the league need to kind of have an eye in the sky that will say, hey, no, you missed something, let's go ahead and make this right?
Yeah, like I'm guessing it's a gray area where if they score they can't review it, but if it's, I know if it's like a major, if a guy gets cut, they're allowed to review it. But I don't know, maybe because they scored, they weren't allowed to or something. I know we were all confused. We thought for sure they couldn't review it. But, yeah, they said they can't. There's nothing they could do. So I don't know if that's just in the rule book that when that happens, yeah, play goes on. But if there's a whistle, they're allowed to talk about it. So say if they don't score and there's a whistle, I think they're allowed to talk about it, and then they can call a penalty from there or review it. So I don't know the ruling on it, but it'd be nice to have a little bit more, I guess, clarification on it. But yeah, good news is we won.
Yeah, that is good news.
It'd be a lot more painful today if we lost, and that was kind of the deciding the play of the game.
Ryan O'Reilly's on the Chase of Big Joe Show. I want to ask you, I'm glad we have you on, Ryan, about Ovechkin with the goals and everything. From the outside, it's like, oh, what a great job. He got the job done. But you know the grind. You know what all goes on. To have that record broken, a guy you've played against many times, I mean, I'm thinking you have a deeper appreciation of what he did and how he got there than us fans do.
Oh gosh, that record is so cool. I think no one thought he could do it, and I think we all thought Gretzky's records would be untouchable. And you know, every year he's finding a way to just find the back of the net, and whether you say he maybe loses a little speed, he's still into his spot and shooting the puck better than ever. And just there's something to be said for just going to knowing where the puck is going and being ready to shoot. It's just incredible. And playing against him this year too, like he finds a way, he gets lost at the right time, He can, and you just have to put a puck near him, and he's able to get it off exactly where he wants it. It's just, it's so impressive, and it's, you know, kudos to him and everything he's done and done for the game too. I think it's so cool for, you know, just around the league, or, you know, around the nation, just people talking about this record being broken and how special it was. But it's an amazing thing that it's so cool just to see and be able to witness it.
Does a guy like that talk trash on the ice? Have you and him ever gotten into it?
I've never have with him, but I think he plays with an edge and he gets, you know, into it out there. But I haven't heard any, he'd be a tough guy to chirp. With all he's done in his career, he'd be a tough guy to kind of go
right,
at. I think he's got a lot going on, and he's a guy too. You'd want to try to let him sleep as much as you can. So, you know, if anyone is chirping him, you kind of tell him, hey, let's just maybe not talk to him and fire him up more. Let's let him kind of sleep and yeah.
Keep it that way. All right, you guys are headed to Utah, first trip out there this year. It's got to be kind of exciting, I think. You've played in a lot of arenas in your career. Now add a new one to your list.
Yeah, it's cool. We're excited to kind of get there and just kind of see the city. I heard it's, you know, great facility, and the city's been really rallying behind the team and excited little almost there. But it's always cool. It's always cool to just kind of, you know, have something different, and it'll be a fun trip.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us, who scored number 300 last night. So Ryan, you're only 595 behind Ovi now. So I think you can catch him.
Yeah, I might have to play till about 75, but we'll see if I can get there.
I know, obviously, we're all thinking about Bruno, and he's been away from you guys with some personal stuff going on. But what's it been like having Richie kind of call the shots as a guy that has done that before?
Yeah, he's done a great job. Obviously, it's unfortunate for Bruno. We wish him the best. Not easy by any means. He's going through, and Richie's done great. I think it's I think it's just kind of nice sometimes, and a little change of pace for us to kind of just hear a new voice. But I thought last couple of games we played well. The game before against Montreal, did a lot of good things, didn't come out on top, but he's done a great job behind the bench for us.
As we wrap this up, I know you have to be very proud of this. You are the Predators nominee for the King Clancy Award, which is given to guys that are very big in the community. You've been up for this before, but how special is it to be recognized for that kind of work?
Yeah, it's always an honor. I think something that I think growing up, my parents always did so much. We fostered a lot of kids growing up, and there's one thing I want to do is make my parents proud and try to be more like them, every day. And it's cool to get recognized like this. I know my parents are very excited and proud of me for it. And, got to obviously thank to the organization, the Preds Foundation, everyone there does such a great job where, I kind of say what I kind of want to do, and then they do all the heavy lifting, and I'm able to kind of show up and meet a lot of great people and make an impact that way. So it's always a special thing. I'm honored to be the recipient or nominee for the team. It's a really cool thing.
Well, Ryan, we really appreciate the time this morning. Congrats on the win. Hope the nose is okay, and enjoy Utah.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Always nice chatting with you.
Yep, have a good one. Ryan O'Reilly joining us here on the program. Always enjoy our conversations with him and other Preds players. And, again, they are back at it tomorrow night in Utah. It's an hour later, so pregame at 7, puck drop at 8 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Max Herz will actually be doing pre- and postgame from the BetMGM Sports Lounge at Bridgestone Arena, as they have a watch party. They have a ticket drive thing going on, so Max will be down there, and we are certainly looking forward to that. All right, you ready to give something away?
Yeah, let's do this.
Callers number 3 and 4 will win a pair of tickets to see Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall at the Ryman Auditorium on Saturday, April 12th. Caller 3, caller 4 at 615-737-1025. You'll win those tickets, so good luck with that. Coming up next, we'll keep things going here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.